It's the East Square Podcast, bitch.
The East Square Podcast. I'm Easy Mo, and today, finally, all the way from California, we got Craig in this bitch. How you feeling, man?
Yeah, I feel good. Feel good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. It's been a long time in the works, man. I've been on your line for, what, like 6 months and shit. Because I'm a real fan, bro. What you got going on is, like, it's crazy. It's unique.
Appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the Polynesians have a very special place in my heart, man. So I seen your music. I came across your music. I forgot how, but I was like, damn. Then I started, you know, diving into your catalog. I'm like, okay, I see what the fuck he's doing. Yeah, man. So I had to reach out.
Sure. Finally made it happen, though.
So. Yeah, facts. Welcome to Vegas, man. How's Vegas treating you?
It's good. It's always love when I come out here. Still haven't performed yet, but, you know, tomorrow we at the Red Fest, so.
Word. You excited for that?
Yeah.
Excited, so. Shout out to K&M. How'd you guys link up?
He hit me up.
Oh, okay.
We was DMing. Also, Christian messed with him, too.
Oh, okay, okay. So
he just been chopping it up, and he been trying to get me out. He actually tried to get me to get me out to Arizona for Kalen's show, Kalen Furrow for us.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I wasn't able to make it. I had a little schedule I was on, so.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally made it happen. I'm out here in Vegas, and
makes sense.
We're going to make it happen.
Yeah, we got a lot. Are you Samoan?
Samoan.
Okay, cool. I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to go ahead and say you. I didn't want to ask you if you was Tongan or anything like that. What's up? Because I grew up around a lot of Samoans, and I went to Samoan church. Shout out, sold out. I think they're Win City now. But what's up with the Samoan and the Tongan thing? What's up with that? Is it like an old beef, or what's up with that?
Nah, it's, you know, politics is just everywhere, but, you know, it's love where we at.
Okay.
Everybody just keep their own distance, but it's love, so. Okay,
for sure.
You know where I'm at.
Okay, cool. So where are you from?
I'm from Compton.
Word.
From west side of Compton.
Word.
You know, raised in Park Village, so that's where I come from, but grew up all around SoCal. Mm. You know, I got family from Carson, Long Beach. And got family from the Bay.
Word.
But where I'm from Compton, so.
Word.
I'm saying.
So what was that like growing up out there?
Like anywhere else, I feel like everybody, you know, raised up in their environment, but it's not what people think it is. It's crazy everywhere, you know, nowadays especially. So it's just politics, you know, you got to know where to be.
Yeah.
You know, so, but just growing up, I was raised with my cousins, my brother, so, you know, we was raised the right way. Just always taught to, you know, be aware of your surroundings, so.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it was for me.
You got a tight-knit family?
Yeah.
Man, Samoans are like that, man. That's what I love.
Polynesians in general.
No,
like
for
that,
real,
so that's
how
we family-oriented.
Man,
so.
they took me in. I had a couple of my, you know, friends' families. When I go over there, it's like, treat me like better than my real family does.
For real.
Yo, it's love, man. Shout out to the Fuyabas and everybody out there. So growing up, was it like... was it tough, you know, being in Compton and all the gang politics and all that shit? And or were you able to just move and groove? Did you play football or anything?
Just ball sports. That's what, you know, kept me out of trouble.
Word.
Me and my, you know, my family. But I just think with, you know, it was rough. But, you know, at the same time, my pops instilled in us just how to hustle and how to get it. So, you know, I ain't never going to put out a fake story like I wanted for something. I ain't want for nothing. I was a hustler. My family was full of hustlers. So, you know, we just always been taught to go get it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, I played ball, too, coming. I played in the college. And what was it like when, you know, football came to an end for you?
Man, I didn't think it was going to come to an end because I had, you know, like everybody else, you got ball dreams.
Yeah.
So coming out of high school, I had 2 scholarships. I think I had New Mexico and, like, an NAIA school, William Penn. So I had those two. Ended up just taking the JC route because, you know, I felt like I wanted more out of it.
Yeah, sometimes that's the better choice, too.
So...
Where'd you end up going?
I went to Long Beach City College,
WCC.
So, went there, and, you know, sometimes it don't work out how you think it's going to work out.
Yeah. Just position?
Safety.
Oh, word.
Safety, but high school, I was quarterback in safety. I played basketball, track, and volleyball.
Word.
Yeah, I was a little athletic.
Yeah, facts.
Still got it, though.
That's crazy because that's like a – it's crazy when athletes, you know, like ourselves that – we got these dreams, and they don't, like, that's all we know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then when those dreams, you know, you get to your 20 years old, 21, and you realize this shit ain't about to pan out.
Yeah.
That can cause a lot of inner turmoil. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It can cause, like, a lot of, like, identity issues. When I stopped playing ball, I was like, what the fuck am I going to do now?
What you going to do next?
I don't know nothing else. You know what I'm saying? So is music always a part of your life, or?
It was always a part of my life, especially because I had uncles who did music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's who I looked up to. There was a lot of Polynesians that I felt was doing music that I, you know, I would listen to, but I never thought it'd be, you know, what I was doing. Mm. So once I stopped playing ball and it didn't work out, that's when I, you know, came to realize, like, maybe ball's not for me. Mm. You know, let's figure it out. Let's figure out what's next and what we got to do. So, you know, music came along. You know, like, regularly, we just went to the studio, me and my boys, just paying for studio time and just trying to figure it out. And that's when they told me, like, hey, you might have something.
Yeah.
And we just started making music. And
this was after college?
This was after college. This is after my freshman year, actually. I just stopped going. After football season, I just stopped going to school.
Okay.
I just started using
the same way, bro. I was like, I started selling weed in college.
Wasn't
bro.
Working, like, yeah. So used that financial aid, pay for studio time. Told my boys, like, hey, if we're going to go to the studio, let everybody just pitch in.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just made it happen. And they told me, like, you know, we might have something. So
they saw the potential, like,
potential
off the bat.
Yeah.
Word. Damn. They seen it. Then you didn't have, like, you just went in the studio just doing your shit. Were you trying to rap? Or was your style like how it is now? Or
nah, I was just trying to rap. Right, but it was, like, it was unique the way I was putting it together. So, I mean, all of us would take turns making music, but I think when it came to it, they knew that, you know, I probably might have had the best chance.
Word.
So.
Damn. Cheers to that. Let's get that. Shit, let's get that mezcal. Yeah, yeah. Little, bro. Shit. I know how it is being in that situation where it's like football's Ooh. Over. That strong, huh?
Sure.
It's a little bit different than that tequila. Oh, man. So, bro, how is it like? How do you feel about your journey when you think about that point? And, like, the things you've been able to accomplish up to this point. How long ago was that?
This was 2018.
So you're low-key still new to
this. Still new to this.
And you made some big plays. So how you feel about it? Is it coming at you fast, or are you just like?
Yeah. And sometimes I don't sit back and realize that, you know, I'm blessed to be in the position I am. And I'm not even – I feel like I haven't even scratched the surface yet.
Right.
Because – I just feel like everything came at me, you know, real quick. Like, started making music, boom, did a song with Roddy.
Mm-hmm.
I get signed 2019 in January.
A year after you started?
Year after. go on tour 2020.
Mm.
That was the only opener for the whole Roddy tour.
Word.
Come back end of 2020, do a song with Blast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, people don't know who I am. People don't know what I am. I'm Samoan. They've never seen this. So so when I'm going to places like Atlanta, New York, they don't know.
No offense, do they think that you're Mexican?
Mexican.
Yeah.
They're like, what's Samoan like? And it's like the same reference I always had to use. Do you know who The Rock is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But they still don't really know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like
The Rock ain't really Samoan, though. You know what I'm saying? He too Hollywood now. Like,
hey, man.
Yeah,
if you hear this, man, come on. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So I just feel like right there, I kind of knew this was for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And that's kind of where I went with, you know, trying to motivate the islands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though there's a lot that's come before me, like Booyah Tribe and a lot of people have come before me, but
J-Bug,
you know, all those artists and just people in general, not even doing music, but just trying to motivate our peoples to know it's bigger than just security, football. You know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what our people is, like, accustomed to.
Yeah, so. Facts.
Damn,
that's crazy. I didn't know it hasn't been that long.
It's been that long.
You taking off, but it is super unique.
Yeah.
When I listen to you, I'm like, when I try to describe your music, you know, J-Bug comes up, but like with a modern day twist to it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Kind of like, but it's definitely unique. And there's not a lot of Samoans, Polynesians doing what you're doing.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So do you feel pressure, like, from your own people? Do you feel pressure as a representative or?
Nah. Not pressure, but I think I appreciate it more because pressure is what's expected of you.
Right.
So if you ain't got no pressure, then you ain't doing nothing right. But, you know, I love it. I just, because it's a lot of our people who have talent. Mm-hmm. It's just they don't have the platform or they not get seen. So
motherfuckers be singing.
You know, just to have this and I feel like we ain't even get our foot in the door yet. Right. And once we do, it's just going to.
Yeah.
People just going to be coming in.
No, facts.
Knocking it down.
What was the tour life like with Roddy?
A movie.
Yeah.
Like this every night.
Yeah.
You know, going from state to state,
mm-hmm.
waking up in different cities on a tour bus, hotel rooms. But, you know, after a while, it starts getting tiring. So, you know, it's just a balance. But I was still grateful for the experience overall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, him telling me that he was going to take me on tour. Then 3 months later, he actually takes me on tour. So,
yeah.
not a lot of artists could just be real about their word, keep their word, you know what I'm saying?
Right, so that's major,
just for him to do that, that was just, that's just love.
He could have brought a lot of people.
Could have brought anybody. A lot of people was trying to open up for him. Yeah. Bigger artists, too.
Yeah. But what's y'all relationship like? Well, how did that come about?
That's, bro, we from the same area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just always had an eye out for me. We did a song, and ever since then, he really just, like, took me under his wing and just really gave me a lot of game, like a lot of game that people don't have to do. You know, I think that's what I appreciated more out of him. So, you know, he's doing his thing. He's still, you know, we reach out to each other, but it's love. So we just, everybody just focus on what we got to do.
Word, word.
Yeah.
So you coming out of Compton. What's it like out there now that you're you? Now that you're doing music and you're making all these moves, and is it different as your life changed? Do people treat you differently now? Or
yeah, I think people treat me different. Not just in Compton, but just everywhere in general. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
kind
of feel like a public figure. Like, you know, when I go places, people ask for pictures, which you know, I take all that in. Like, I don't ever, you know, but I still try to stay humble. So I'm just appreciative for all of it, because it could be gone tomorrow or today. Like, everything could be gone. So,
yeah.
But I think with this is really how you move. If you're moving smart, moving correct, you ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, a lot of people move out of where they're from.
Yeah.
You still live there?
Nah.
Okay, you had to go too, huh?
Got to go. Got to know when to go.
Yeah, facts, man, facts.
Nothing good back over there, so.
Yeah, man, it can be crazy, man. I don't know how, I mean, out here, it's not like out there, but, you know, it could get, I'm sure you can just be paranoid being out there, right? Especially, you know, people know who you are now. Now you're almost a target type shit. You feel that way?
Talk. You gotta. I feel like I gotta be paranoid.
Yeah.
Cause if I'm not, then I'm just slipping. But,
right.
You know, just me and my boys, we really try to just move correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't gotta go to this place, that place. If we don't have to go, we won't go. So, you know what I'm saying? Just it's really how you move. And that's the biggest thing for us.
Do LA artists, did they reach out to you a lot?
Yeah. Okay. I got a lot of LA artists, you know, Blast, Kalen for real. Like,
yeah. How did that Blast song come about? Because that shit was crazy. And I just love the video too.
Yeah.
It was like,
man,
it was like a coming out party for you a little bit. You know what I mean?
For sure. Got me a lot of love. And, you know, I just think, like, I had sent him the record. Like, we had chopped it up in the messages. And then I sent it to him, like, 2 days before my birthday.
Mm.
And I thought he was going to, like, charge or, like,
right.
or just put it to the side. But, like, he sent me back fire emojis. He was like, I'm going to get it done ASAP.
Word.
So,
that's love.
So 2 days later on my birthday, he sends it. And I just knew. Mm. I just knew, like, okay, this song is going to be big. Like, and it's still growing because he's getting as big as today. So the song just continuing to grow, and he showed hella love, and he's actually the one who was down to shoot the video. Like, he showed up to the video shoot before me. Mm. Like, the dressing, like, he did all, that's how I knew he was.
Yeah, I watched the whole behind the scenes.
Yeah, like, that's
shit,
how
yeah.
I knew he was serious about his crafting.
Yeah.
And I feel like that, I really appreciate him for that, and I respect him a lot.
Yeah, because it's one thing to get the feature, but it's a different thing to get the video.
To get the video.
And that video is so important. Yeah, that's love. That's big love.
That's the visual.
Yeah, I seen him perform out here. He performed out here a couple months ago, and he put on a hell of a show.
That dude is crazy.
Man, how does his, because I feel like you guys are, you know, in similar lanes, so the feature, like, it makes sense. Yeah, how is the, like, is that, like, the sound of L.A. right now?
For sure, the sound of L.A. I think Blast got the sound of L.A. Like,
got
his sound is just on lock. Like, it's traveling everywhere right now. Like, people in London is doing that type of style.
Yeah.
But I just knew off that beat, because it was sent to me from a producer from Australia, Mosiah. Mm. So he sent me the beat, and I finished the – I actually had two verses already.
Mm.
But I took it off. I said, nah, I hear somebody else on this.
Word.
I'm like, I hear Blast on it.
Yeah.
Let me hit him up. You know what I'm saying? Closed mouths don't get fed. So
for real, sometimes
the worst somebody could tell me is no.
Facts.
Nah, I'll take that any day of the week. So
yeah,
sent it to him and he sent it right back.
Yeah.
I just knew.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, that's dope, man. Mm-hmm. That's fucking dope. So talk to me about you getting signed. Like, what was that situation? How did that happen? And then why did you make the choice to get signed so early?
You know, just always looking at me. You know, making sure I was good.
Mm-hmm.
And just giving me game. And, you know, one day after I dropped the video, because the way I was moving, I was just trying to be consistent.
Mm.
That was the thing for me. Like, I didn't know if I had any back in it behind me, anybody co-signing me.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, let's Just keep dropping.
And you was putting music on SoundCloud, right?
I was just putting music. I knew nothing about Apple Music, nothing. So I was just putting music out, putting music on SoundCloud, dropping YouTube videos, and then, you know, they reached out and
who are you signed to now?
The Trigger. Right now I'm with 40 Entertainment. Okay. And I got my own label now.
Oh, word.
So
okay.
So we started
cool.
my own label.
Okay.
But with Bird Vision, you know what I'm saying, with Roddy and them. So it's always love with them.
Dope.
I think right now I'm just really trying to figure out how to, you know, boss up on my own, like, you know, with my folks. So I guess that's what we're doing right now.
I feel like you're in a good spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't try to rush it type shit. You know what I mean? Like, the slow build up is better.
Yeah, and I've been in, you know, record label meetings, Republic, you know, Columbia, met with them. But, you know, sometimes it may not happen on your time, and I don't think it's right. But I feel like what I got right now is, like, creative control. Everything that I want to do, I'm doing it.
That's most important.
And that's the most important thing for me is I want to, if I'm going to fail, I want to fail doing how I wanted to do it.
Right.
Instead of having somebody else, you know, tell me what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Are you religious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a LDS, Mormon.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
I see you in Utah a lot.
Yeah, I'm in Utah a lot.
Damn.
Shouldn't be drinking this right now. Damn. Honestly.
How does that, that's crazy. That I didn't know you were. How has that played a part in your life? Because that's a whole different thing. That's like the requirements to be Mormon is different than to be like, you know, we got a lot of fake religious people out here, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got a lot of fake Christians and shit that are Christian on Sundays, you know what I'm saying? But the rest of the week, so how is that like still, are you still like practicing?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you do everything?
Still do all the practices, and I feel like that's what's helping me out a lot, you know, with what I got going on. I'm just keeping God in my life, but I'm not going to lie and say I'm perfect.
Right.
You know, I make mistakes, I drink.
Yeah.
You know, all that. I do stuff that I'm not supposed to be doing, but I just feel like if, you know, I'm keeping God first, that's what's helping me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I think you'll be able to, you're able to have like multiple wives now, right?
Which I only want one, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even worried about all that. I just want one.
I think you're permitted to be a player in that.
I ain't no player. I just want one, and that's it.
Yo, you must have pussy falling out your pockets, man. How you deal with that?
Man.
How you deal with that?
Don't, man. I just, it comes, but I got to know it's right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
that's
not my main focus. That was my main focus coming in doing music, like,
sure.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to get the girls, trying to do all that, and then when it start coming, it just get to a point where it gets tiring.
Yeah.
That's not what it's all about. Like, I want to make sure my family is good forever.
Yeah, so, that's the main goal.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Yeah, because how old are you now?
22.
Yeah. Oh, God damn.
Yeah.
So you... okay. 22. So how is but back to the Mormonism, like your family and everybody, that they hold you accountable?
Just I got a choice at the end of the day.
Right.
They respect me as a man first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I want to go to church, if I want to do all this, if, you know, sometimes I may not have to.
Good. Oh no, we're good with the camera. We're good. Okay. Is he trying to get in here?
He can.
Oh no, we probably full, bro.
Yeah, we
full, bro. Yeah. Sorry about that. But yeah, so they all hold you accountable and shit.
Yeah, like, you know, but nobody ever judges me. And I think that's the biggest thing, cuz it's just, you know, some of my family is Mormon. A lot of my family is just Christian, Seventh Day, so.
Okay.
You know, it's not too many of us that's Mormon in my family, but you know.
It's got to be tough.
Yeah.
To stay disciplined in the world.
Yeah, cuz it's a lot of eyes too, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just try to hold myself accountable and just really respect myself. I just try to be out there a lot, just giving away, you know, to temptation.
Yeah, so, that's what it is temptation,
for
bro.
Sure.
You got to stay grounded. You got to have the right people around you, bro.
Because
it's so easy to fucking slip up and slip up publicly nowadays, too. You think about that? Just being on camera doing some shit. Man, it's got to be crazy, bro. You're only 22?
I'm 22.
Damn, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So when you think about your future, like the next 5 years, what, you know? I'm sure you think about it a lot.
Think about it a lot every day.
Yeah.
What's next? Like, where do I see myself?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to be honest, I don't want to be doing this music thing forever. You know, this is just a gateway to, you know, help me do what I got to do for my family. But I love doing music. Like, I love it. And I feel like I finally started to fall in love with it, like, probably within the last year or two. Like,
because
at first it wasn't really a love thing for me. It was still trying to figure it out because I wasn't playing ball no more.
Mm-hmm.
But I just always knew this was for me.
Yeah.
This has to be for me. This just has to work out. And I feel like in the next couple of years, like, it's going to be big.
Yeah, I could really see the evolution in the last album. I could really see the sound, yeah. The evolution. It's like, yo, these songs, like, it's like there's not skips in that last one. It was, so how you feel about the reception from your last project?
It was love.
Time will tell, right?
Time will tell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that brings an answer to the question you said, where I see myself in 5 years. Like, at the end of the day, time will tell everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like the music is just, I'm just hearing growth in myself. Like, that's, I just want to keep elevating.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to take no steps back. Everything I do, I want to make sense. I don't want it to just, you know, just put things out, but I want everything to make sense. And I feel like the growth is the biggest thing for me. So I feel like that tape was a lot of, you know, growth, elevation.
Yeah, hell yeah. And you got any features coming up this year? What you got planned for this year?
I got some features.
You got any? I like the solo projects, though, too, man.
Yeah,
no,
I'm coming out with a solo project in May. Mm. I'm saying, so we're getting that together right now.
Word.
But I do got some features on some other songs, so yeah. You know what I'm saying, like,
so the future's looking really active.
Scary. It scares me.
Yeah. So how's the reception been with the Polynesian people? Is it like, you know, like, cause the shit you know you're Mormon.
Yeah.
But the shit you be, your content of your songs aren't so Mormon. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of a clean version.
Yeah.
For real.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nah, it's love. Like, they show hella love towards me. I'm saying, but sometimes it may not be love. You know, sometimes people don't like you for who you are. And that's how it is, though. Like Jack Harlow said, the ones that hate me the most look just like me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? When I heard that, it's like, when you get hate from your own people, sometimes that's how you know you're doing something right. Like, you're doing what you're supposed to do. But, I mean, overall, it's just love. Like, I have no ill will against my peoples. And the love I've been actually getting outside of my peoples is what really is, like,
that fuck you up sometimes?
Yeah, like, seeing other, like, you know what I'm saying? Just
like
that.
Me. Shit, why you like, Vegas? Like, you know what I mean?
Like, in Atlanta, like, in New York, when I see stuff like that, that's what really gets me. Like, damn, I could really do it.
Yeah.
I could really do it.
Because on the West Coast, I feel like you could lock the West Coast up quick.
Yeah.
But on the East Coast, the Polynesian population ain't over there.
It ain't over there.
They don't know what you are.
So, if I could get the East Coast and down south, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, New Zealand and all that shit would go crazy. Because
New Zealand, Australia, like, I could do shows out there and we gonna bring them out.
Have you performed out there yet?
Nah, I'm about to go out there, though.
Oh, word.
Yeah,
word.
In June.
Word.
And then I sold out my first show in L.A., two shows in Washington, two shows in Hawaii, two shows in Utah. So,
have you ever been to Samoa?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Oh, where?
Yeah.
Like, what's up with doing a show there?
I'm actually planning one, like a big festival concert type. Like, I want a free concert just for my peoples, just to see how it is. Like,
you
know what I'm saying? Because a lot of my peoples ain't get to see what I seen.
What is it like over there now? Is it like,
I haven't been there since I was like 4 or 5.
Yeah, but is it like, you know, like, in my mind, like, if I think of Samoa, what's near there? Like, the Fiji Islands? No, not the Fiji Islands. What's over there? What else island is over there? Tonga? What,
American Samoa? Tonga and all that. Yeah,
like, yeah, yeah. What, like, I don't, is it like modernized over there? Or like, how they live over there?
Yeah, like, American, I know they got like McDonald's and all
what's
that.
What's the difference?
Like,
there's two Samoas?
American and Western.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, American is under, like, the U.S. government.
Oh, but they're on the same island, though.
It's, like, right by each other.
Oh, word. Okay.
Yeah.
So one of them's, like, the colonized one, and then one of them's, like, the... Yeah. But
I got to go back.
That'd be crazy.
Festival out there.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, I'm a fucking fan of you.
Appreciate
that. I'm a fan for real, bro. Yeah, I was just talking to K&M earlier. I was like, yeah, bro, I've been on his line for like a year.
Yeah.
Damn near trying to get in. We done missed a couple opportunities.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if he was going to make it happen for real. And then, I was like, man, I got to get him in. I seen his performance. I was like, it's time, man. Because I haven't really seen you do a lot of interviews for real.
Yeah, I really haven't.
So, which I'm very grateful for, bro.
Yeah, I'll
take this lightly at all.
It was very genuine from you, like, from the get. Like, this was a while ago, why I always just kept it in my mind. So when I was coming out here, that's when we had to tap back in. I'm like, okay, we got to do it this time. I'm just trying to make time for it.
Yeah, I'm super grateful, bro. And I'm super excited to see you perform tomorrow, too.
Hell yeah.
How much time you got?
think like 20 minutes.
Oh, 20? Okay, cool.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm going to be there for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be there for sure.
I'm trying to put on a show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You bringing anybody out or no?
Nah.
You going to do solo?
Just do it by myself.
For sure, man. For sure. Yeah, man. Let's wrap this up, man. I know you just got into town. We appreciate you, bro. For real.
Hell yeah, man. I appreciate y'all for having me.
My door is always open. You already know. Anytime you're in the city, bro, you just hit my line. I mean,
it's love.
You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of love here.
It's
so.
All good.
Yes, sir. Till next time.
Appreciate y'all.
Peace. Yep. Peace. Yes, sir.
It's the East Square Podcast.